ओम शांति। आज
ओम शांति।
सभी बाप के अति स्नेही बच्चों की तरफ से
ऑन बिहाफ
के पास
ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ एवरी बाबाज मोस्ट बिलव्ड चिल्ड्रन
भोग लेकर
एंड कैरीड रिमेम्बरेंसेस टू द सल रीजन As I reached the Sal region, I saw a very beautiful scene there. Baba was standing in front with his arms spread out. And Baba was saying, Come, my beloved children. I saw many, many brothers and sisters emerge in front of Baba. Baba was giving everyone loving drishti. Some were receiving blessings. Some were receiving some kind of diamond or the other. Some were receiving a star-shaped item. So these were being received by the children. Every child was very, very pleased to receive this from Baba. Baba was smiling, and after a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, Child, did you see this? Did you see this meeting between the father and the children? The children's love is immense and the father gives return of that love. After a few seconds, Baba became silent. Baba then said, Baba makes the children full of all rights of the world. But even now, within the Brahmin children, many have sanskars of bhakti, of devotion. They come and bring little matters to the father. Father, of course, is bound in the love for the children. And return for the children's love, Baba gives the return of their pure feelings. Whatever pure thoughts Baba presents or puts in places in front of the father, Baba gives them power and cooperation. What does the father wish to see according to this time? My every child should become those with rights over world sovereignty. Baba wants to see his children become a world emperor in front of the world. So I said, Baba, all of them are anyway going to become this. So Baba said, yes, they are going to become that. They will become that. They are making spiritual efforts. But what do the children have to do now? Sometimes the children's inner state shakes quite a lot. Sometimes it's at a high level, sometimes very low.
Baba doesn't
wish to see the stage of the children who are going to become those world sovereigns. He doesn't want to see that stage fluctuate. So what do the children who have all rights do? Make your foundation very strong. Anyone creates a house, they pay full attention to the foundation to make it very strong. And along with strong, the vibrations of that house should be good. No external factor should have any influence. So the foundation should be strong so that it can face anything, whether it's storms or whether the ground shakes. There will be no impact. So each of my children have to become world sovereigns, have rights for itself, so make your inner stage, your inner foundation very powerful. As Baba spoke about foundation, Baba showed a very strong throne. Baba wants to see the children create a very strong seat for, of their inner stage. No matter what storms come, that stage, that seat, that throne should not shake. What did I then see? Suddenly, a slight gust of wind comes. It was like a gust of darkness coming. For some children, their stage was very strong, their seat, their throne was strong, so nothing happened to them. But for others, their seat was fluctuating, shaking. So Baba said, so just look. When just a slight vibration, a slight external vibration comes and the children's stage shakes. So what do the children have to pay attention to? Make your inner stage so powerful so that every thought is powerful. You keep the father's company. Remember that you are the child, your Baba's child who has all rights, and you have father's canopy of protection over you. According to the time, negative matters are coming in full force, and the positive atmosphere of the Brahmin soul should also be in full force. Sometimes the children come under the influence of the negative atmosphere, and looking at the negative aspects, they keep thinking about it. The children have the power, the positive atmosphere with themselves. Because of this positive atmosphere, the connection with the Father Baba has created this protection around the children. But the children come out of this canopy of protection and come under the influence of the negative atmosphere. I then said, Baba, each child is making very good effort. So Baba said he is seeing the effort of each child. But you have to ensure that you don't come under the influence of the negative atmosphere. And for this, remember these few things. One, use your power of silence in a big way. Practice the power of silence, practice staying in silence more and more, then remain introverted. From time to time, because of circumstances, the children go into expansion, extroversion, over little things. Practice the power of silence more, no matter what happens. Experience the stage of being introverted. And thirdly, no matter what comes in front of you, whether a negative scene or any other kind of situation, always pay attention that you are sitting within a carb, an orb of light. See yourself sitting in a dome, an orb of light, so that you are not influenced by anything external. Nature, the atmosphere, world, situation in countries is fluctuating, shaking a great deal, and so there's a lot of fear all around. A negative atmosphere is increasing. Fear is also increasing. So what do my children have to do at such times? Become those with the right over sovereignty, of your inner sovereignty. Send such vibrations so that souls of the world really experience that you are the ones who will show the path. These are the souls who are going to empower us. They are the ones who can correctly guide us. And it's through this that the Father will be glorified. The children have to create a strong foundation for themselves. Practice more silence. Pay more attention to your inner stage. There are many situations of Bharat and foreign lands, many things happening, but don't give too much time to that. Aim to transform the atmosphere, the vibration, by spreading powerful, pure, positive vibrations. And so the donation of your yoga will help transform things. Baba has to anyway create Baba's children, make them reach that stage of being the sovereigns, but the children too have to pay attention to themselves. I then offered bhog to Baba. And after offering bhog, I told Baba of the various messages of different children who had sent bhog messages. I then gave remembrances for Sister Saroj of Ambala city who left her body some time back. Baba said from the early days this child continued to laugh and be in light mood. She had so much love for Baba and Baba's homes. She had very close, deep experiences with Baba, and with these experiences she gave special cooperation to many other souls. She created such a beautiful garden, a beautiful family in Ambala city. Baba then specially fed the bhog to Sarojban. There were several others who had also offered bhog. Those messages will be given later. Acha Om Shanti.